Creator God, there's a rumbling in us that won't let us go. It stirs in us like the wind stirs leaves, inviting us to move, drawing us forth. When we're quiet, we know that rumbling is the Holy Spirit, dancing love awake in us. So, we're here, and we're still, and we're quiet. And on the first day of Lent, we're asking you to draw near. As we hear your scripture read aloud, open the door for us to move. Invite us in. Rumble us awake. Gratefully, we pray. Amen. Our gospel this evening is from Matthew, 6th chapter, the first 6 verses. Jesus is just beginning his ministry, and he is up on the mountain. He's talking and teaching. Listen for God's word. Be careful that you don't practice your religion in front of people to draw their attention. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Whenever you give to the poor, don't blow your trumpet as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets so that they may get praise from people. I assure you that that's the only reward they'll get. But when you give to the poor, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that you may give to the poor in secret. Your Father, who sees what you do in secret, will reward you. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners so that people will see them. I assure you, that's the only reward they'll get. But when you pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is present in that secret place. Your Father sees what you do in secret and will reward you. And when you fast, don't put on a sad face like the hypocrites. They distort their face so people will know that they are fasting. I assure you that they have their reward. When you fast, brush your hair and wash your face. Then you won't look like you are fasting to people, but only to your Father who is present in that secret place. Your Father who sees you in secret will reward you. Stop collecting treasures for your own benefit on earth, where moth and rust eat them, and where thieves break in and steal them. Instead, collect treasures for yourself in heaven, where moth and rust don't eat them, and where thieves won't break in and steal them. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So here we are on Ash Wednesday. How quickly the time passes. It seems as if we just celebrated the joy of the shepherds and the magi making announcement of the Lord's birth. And now begins our preparation for into the holiest time in the church year, Eastertide. But just as Jesus walked through days of preparation, so we begin our walk through our days of preparation, Lent. 40 days. 40 days of rain to cleanse Noah's world. 40 days to give the law to Moses. Joshua and Jacob and the 10 other Israelites spent 40 days spying out the promised land. 40 days of temptation for Jesus in the wilderness. How short, but how long? A month and a third. The people of Israel couldn't wait the 40 days for Moses to come back. They began to take things into their own hands. How do we react to these 40 days this year? What will we do during these 40 days? How have we responded in the past? Actually, there are more days between now and Easter, but Sundays are not counted in the 40 days. Those days are used to help us as we go through this season of repentance. Our gospel text this evening is from Jesus while he was on the mountain overlooking the Sea of Galilee, as part of what we call the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus had just come back from his time in the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for those 40 days and nights. Jesus was bringing his law, the true interpretation of God's law. There's a similarity to what Moses did on Mount Sinai. Moses was there for 40 days and nights and was given the Ten Commandments. Now Jesus comes back from the 40 days in the wilderness to give the new law. Having said new, you have to know that God has not changed in wanting righteousness. The law was given through Moses to a particular people for a particular time. Jesus came to help us understand the commands and to give us the perspective which God had intended from the beginning. Micah said it so very well by saying, "What does the Lord require of you but to love mercy, do justice, and walk humbly with your God?" Jesus was saying to those on the mountain that they should exemplify that teaching. The established religion was full of those who did religion in the most ostentatious way. They knew all the right things to say and do. They would go to the temple and they would give their offerings. They would have their servants stand behind them and ring bells to announce that they were indeed giving the prescribed offerings to God. Their prayers were magnificent in language and presentation. They were long and involved, and they were said in the proper attire. The prayer shawl and skull caps and sideburns. They observed fasts, especially the one great feast fast, the Day of Atonement, as prescribed by the interpretation of Moses' law. But Jesus was saying that humbly depended on the Lord to provide for our needs, and gave as we are led. God will provide all we need. Try Him. Maybe this will be a growing experience as we put more trust in Him. Jesus tells us that our prayers are to be offered simply and sincerely. So our prayers should be not eloquent, but sincere and from the heart. Try expanding your times of prayer be more in tune with God through prayer this season. Jesus taught that we should love. And that is the secret of God's law. Love. Jesus tells us that we are to humbly love God and our neighbor. It begins with submitting ourselves to God. It begins with us humbly opening our hearts and minds to ask for forgiveness, and then accepting the grace and mercy of God in return. It goes from that point to seeking to humbly doing God's will. Friends, when we approach God in this manner, blessings will come back to us 100-fold. I pray that we will all be brought closer to God during this season of Lent.